On your next copywriting project, I want to give you permission to have a terrible first draft. I want to give you permission to have a terrible first draft. It's what comes next that matters in order to generate, you know, the best possible copy and to generate response sales, etc.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
So in talking to so many good copywriters and studying how all these different copywriters work, one thing that I found that is pretty consistent across the board is that none of us write our best copy on our first draft. None of us write our best copy on our first draft. And if you're willing to write a terrible first draft, especially if you're willing to write it fast, then you have so much opportunity after that to massage it, to turn it into something much better. And it's very dangerous to compare. Number one, it's dangerous in general to compare your copy to anybody else's. It's dangerous to compare your copy to anybody else's because it is very easy then to get that sinking feeling of, oh, I'm not a good enough copywriter because I don't write like Roy Furr or Gary Bensavenga or Gary Halbert or Dan Kennedy, or, you know, pick whatever copywriter you want to study or you have studied, and you're not going to write like them. Hopefully you're going to write like you. Hopefully you're going to write great copy in your own voice, in your own style, with your own flavor that's going to make you distinctive, to give you a distinctive voice in the marketplace. But the other thing that happens with comparison is we always compare our, like, you know, we compare our worst to other people's bests. And so other people have gone through this entire process of polishing a piece of copy. They've gone through multiple iterations. They've gone through peer reviews. They've gone through whatever process to get that copy ready to go out in the marketplace versus, oh, I just wrote a first draft and I feel like it's terrible. That's okay. When you write your first draft, your whole intention is to just get something on paper to work with. Get the ideas out of your head, get something structured, get something put there. Ideally, you're working from an outline. I don't want to go deep into outlines today, but the point is, okay, I have a message that I want to convey. I'm going to get it on paper as quick as possible so that I can then work with that, so that I can massage it, so that I can identify, like, what worked in my head that doesn't work in writing, what works really well in writing that I need to dive deeper into, you know, the how the structure actually works once it's on paper versus how it came out. And all of these things are opportunities to improve. And so I want to talk, I guess, first about my own process. So when I write a first draft, my intention is usually to just to get things out on paper. And then what happens is I go back through and I start at the top. And I read it through. And actually, it was interesting. I was watching this Hemingway documentary recently, and he would actually do the same thing. He would, you know, at the end of the day, he would end his writing, but then he would start at the beginning and read it from the top every single time he wrote. Every time he sat down to write, he would start at the beginning, he would read from the top, and then he would get to the point that he was at. Now, that brought him back into the flow of whatever he was writing. But the other thing that it does is it gives you opportunities to see areas for improvement. Now, Hemingway was working on typewriters, so it's a lot harder for him to go in and make line edits. If for us, it is easy to get lost in the line edits when we do it this way. However, what happens if you do this multiple pass method is you see, oh, here's an opportunity to improve. Here's an opportunity to improve. Here's an opportunity to improve. And by the time I actually get copy that goes out into the marketplace, it is easily gone through, you know, 10 or 15 rounds of edits just in that type of review process. And Oftentimes it's a lot more. And that doesn't even count any additional things. So for example, if I get my copy reviewed by somebody, if I do a peer review, if I do a paid copy review, if I do whatever, that's an additional round of edits that I get where I get somebody else's feedback, and that can be immensely valuable. So what ends up happening is by the time you get to this final draft stage, you've gone through so many different iterations, so many different massages of the copy to make it just right, that what happened in that first draft and what happens in the end is a dramatically different piece of copy. And so what this relies on for you is for you to be willing to write that terrible first draft. You have to be willing to write a bad first draft so that you can make a better second draft and a better third draft and a better fourth draft. And one little tip here is I actually use the text-to-speech functionality in Microsoft Word, and you can get browser extensions to do this if you're working in Google Docs, and there are different ways to do text-to-speech. But I use text-to-speech to actually get my computer to read the copy to me, because I get a different perspective on it when I'm hearing it versus when I'm just reading it. Oftentimes, I can miss my own mistakes in my first draft or my 10th draft. I can miss my own mistakes, but it's much easier to hear the mistakes if the computer is reading them to me, with the added benefit that if I'm writing something that's actually a multimedia script, the voice of the computer is a proxy for the person that's actually going to be reading it. So I can actually hear, what comes out easily, what comes out awkward. Granted, the computer doesn't have the same, human intricacies, the human uniqueness of one person reading a piece of copy, and does it come out in their voice, etc. But what you can do just by taking these different passes and using different strategies for the different passes is you can identify more and more, like, how can I make this read better? 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 And, oftentimes it is, 10 or 12 or 15 passes in before you really have something where you're thinking, there's not a lot that I can do to improve this. And so coming all the way back around to the beginning, to the idea behind this episode, is you have to be willing, again, to get that terrible first draft down. And if you get it down as fast as possible, you'll also benefit from a velocity of copywriting. Copywriting written with velocity, written with speed, has a unique energy to it. And so one additional benefit of this whole terrible first draft thing is the speed with which you write your first draft can dramatically impact the feel of it all the way through to the final draft. And so writing fast, writing your idea fast, getting your idea out of your head fast will help you write better copy as well. And by the way, my high velocity copywriting program, one of the things that I focus on there is templates and structures of different types of copy that give you the skeleton of the copy that you can lay your message on top of, that you can flesh out your message on top of. But the other thing about that high velocity copywriting program is it is designed to help you write your first draft faster. And so check out the link in the description with this episode to High Velocity Copywriting. It's part of the BTMS Insiders Training Library, one of my most popular trainings there. I'm Roy Furr. This is your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Big takeaway message, write a terrible first draft fast and work from there, and your final draft will be, it'll be a much higher quality piece of copy. So let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this and why. Leave a comment with this episode or a review. How valuable are you finding Breakthrough Marketing Secrets in general? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including these episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.